Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There was this podcast that was out there that Colleen Wolfe did. Now, Colleen Wolfe has worked with the NFL Network for years, and she was also on the field at the Super Bowl. So if you guys remember being at the game, you, of course, doing a lot more stuff than we were. But during the breaks inside the stadium, there were a couple of people, one of which was Colleen Wolfe in this red dress, and she was on a microphone talking to the stadium.
She's like the host of the Super Bowl from the field, I remember.
From the field. Yeah. So that's who Colleen Wolfe is. So when she says she has a good source, I mean, I do believe she has a good source, but with this particular thing, it doesn't seem like it's going to end up in her favor with this report because of some of the local guys like Connor Hughes that are refuting it. So on this podcast, she said that at a party with NFL owners and GMs and coaches at the owners' meetings, that Rob Saleh and Woody Johnson got into a heated conversation, and that it was to the point where it got very awkward. So when I first see this report, I think, or this podcast, I think to myself, okay, Colleen Wolfe is plugged in. She works at the NFL Network. She says she got it from a good source. And Rob Saleh flew coach home.
That's true. He got thrown up on.
Right. So, and we were talking about yesterday, like, wait a second. Why is he on Woody's plane? What are we doing? You got to be on Woody's plane. So when I first hear that, I'm like, wow, okay, I'm putting two and two together. Rob Saleh and Woody Johnson got into it. And then Rob Saleh had to take the coach home. And he's sitting in 11B getting thrown up on. So then I see Connor Hughes, who, of course, covers the Jets and does a great job doing it. And he says there was no verbal argument between Robert Saleh and Woody Johnson at the NFL's annual meeting reception. I know because I was at the party where this apparently happened. Feet from Saleh and Johnson before Johnson and Jets contingent left. Woody took them out to dinner. Checked in with two sources at the dinner. Confirmed nothing happened there either.
Well, there's absolutely no reason Colleen Wolfe would put this out there unless she either saw something or somebody said something to her. And who knows, if there was an argument, what would they be arguing about? Could it be football? Could it be politics? Could it be, hey, I don't like your beard. Hey, I don't like your bald head. That can, you know, back and forth. Who knows? I don't know if Rob Saleh drinks. I don't think he does. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a weird one because it's a rumor and you're looking at body language and all this other stuff. But, you know, Colleen's been around for a while. She's done a good job for the NFL Network. And I have really no reason to undercut what she's saying and what she thinks she's seeing.
Yeah, but I don't know if she said it. She said it was from a good source. So she didn't say she saw it herself. So I think sort of what happened is a combination of things. I do think that someone told her that this happened, and whether they saw something that they thought they saw but really didn't, or maybe that those guys were talking a little more animated than normal, And they thought that they were getting into a heated argument or whatever it was. So I do think that someone saw something and told Colleen Wolf. And Colleen Wolf is in a setting, in a relaxed podcast setting, and she happens to share this story. And also, the Jets are at a point now where, like, slamming the Jets and making fun of the Jets is once again in vogue. So, I mean, if this were, let's say, Clark Hunt and Andy Reid, this would not be out there. But the fact that the Jets are the butt of jokes, I'll just share the Jets story. Why not? Everybody just stomps on the Jets and squashes them. So whether it's true or not, if I saw it or not, like, hey, I'm on a podcast, why don't I just share the Jets
story? I will say that the podcast setting is getting people a little bit more noticed and a little bit more in trouble.
Yeah.
In terms of what they're saying when they're in that setting.
Absolutely.
There's no question about that. And maybe, you know, whether it be, what was it, Erin Andrews works with, what's her name?
Carissa Thompson.
Carissa Thompson. Remember where Carissa Thompson said she would make up stuff at halftime about what the coach
yes,
would say?
Yes, that was on a different podcast, but yes.
But the point being is that they go on, people go on podcasts. I think we've done this. Where you just kind of let your guard down.
Oh,
and you
I love
a conversation.
Oh, I love doing it. I've gotten myself in trouble, but I love doing it.
Yeah, but dropping a few F-bombs.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's
yeah, I mean,
go.
You love that.
Yeah, let it fly.
Yeah.
Let it fly.
So I don't know. I mean, Colleen's a respected reporter that covers the NFL and has done it for a while now. So it doesn't make me feel any different about what the Jets are going through right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.